of course, they were still all partners. And my father moved to El Paso to open the dealership here, 1925. Mm-hmm. And they were operating out of what used to be a body shop. It's called Don Thompson's Body Shop at the corner of Yandell and Kansas Streets. And then in 1927, they started building a new building at the address of 601 Wyoming Street, which was not far from that area. And they opened that in 1928 when they finished the building, of course. And so they sold and serviced all the Chevrolet cars through about 1932. The Big Depression had started hitting pretty bad in the 1928 and 29, 30, 31, 32, and it kept increasingly getting worse. Mm. But it just kind of boiled down to one thing, that very few people had any money, because the people that had their money in banks at that time, they had no protection from the government as far as insurance. In other words, if the bank went broke and you had money in it, you lost your money. Mm-hmm. So, and they had these, what they call a rush on the banks. Mm-hmm. That people would run down when they anticipated that there was going to be a problem. And everybody started trying to draw their money out at the same time, which increased the probability of them going broke. Many of them would not have gone broke if they had not had this bank rush. Mm-hmm. But they took all their cash. And of course, then they had to start calling in loans, which the people didn't have either. They could probably continue to make payments, but they could not come up with the cash. So as a result, there were many, many banks went bankrupt, including one of our major banks in El Paso. So the General Motors, because of the lack of money for the expensive cars and the other, they decided to give Chevrolet to the Buick dealer, who was a single-point dealer. And of course, the Buick was quite a bit more expensive than the Chevrolet, and to the Cadillac Oldsmobile dealer. And so all of a sudden, they had three Chevrolet dealers in a city of 100,000 population or less. Mm-hmm. And so the Kasner family decided to get out of Chevrolet and take something with less competition. Mm-hmm. And so my family took, my father took on Studebaker, which is an old name in the transportation business. They started in the 1850s or 60s and making wagons, Studebaker wagons.
Oh, wow.
And they, in fact, they made the Conestoga that was a covered wagon that they was very instrumental in developing the West. And that's where the name of the, because so many of the men then smoked cigars at these guys would be sitting up on the wagon and smoking a stogie, because they ran a Conestoga. So anyway, that was an interesting sideline. But then they also picked up the Hudson, which was another old name in the car business. And then they picked up Willis, which was then called Willis Knight. And later they made a small car, four-cylinder car, and it was one of the originally very economy cars. Mm-hmm. And it was really a nice little car, but it was quite cheap.